Cool.
Are we live?
Right spot here.
Is that it?
Getting there.
Are we right? Are we in the right spot though?
Yeah, we're in the right one. It's
sending. Oh, we're in the right one. You sure? Because I see zero people. I just was curious.
It's still sending.
Well, let's get this fucking thing. This is the first live stream of 2021, Cecil.
This is absolutely.
I mean, like the last time we did this, it was fucking 2020, baby.
That is true. That is true. So it was the day before.
Yep.
Day before
New Year's Eve. Now it's 2021, right. And I mean, it's been a quiet start.
Yeah, quiet start. Nothing really happening, I don't think. Is it? How's everybody doing out there? I mean, it's a just sort of tumbleweeds in the news as of late. Nothing really happening.
So I'm curious, Cecil, have you had any work, like big conference calls or anything since the new year began?
We do some big conference calls, but I haven't had any since the new year began, no.
So we have twice a week, we have a, in my group, we have everybody that's sort of like at my level. There's six of us, my boss and five people at my level. We have these bi-weekly calls. And so we had our first call in 2021, and there's always like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 minutes of just like bullshit banter before we settle into like whatever the agenda is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're having the first call and Happy New Year, that kind of bullshit, right? And I'm like, man, I am glad 2020 is over. And immediately, so like, I think I've told you before, like my work is very, very competitive, right? So we are not colleagues. We are colleagues that are all in competition with one another. It's fairly cutthroat. We all pretend we're friends, but everybody will stab everybody else in the back. It's getting a little bit better. It's a horrible culture. So as soon as I said it, I was like, fuck. Because there's this thing that happens in corporate politics where positivity is a power play. So I don't know if you ever encounter this in your work. But as soon as I said it, I was like, man, am I glad 2020 is over. Boom, man. Within a second, two or three people jumped on. I had a great 2020. I don't know what you're talking about. 2020, we had an awesome year. Man, you know, those challenges. Yeah, 2020 was tough, but, you know, I'll tell you what, we came out of it stronger. Positivity as a fucking look you in the eye power play, like, that was horrible. I got through it better than you. That makes me stronger. It is the most, like, it's so toxic.
Yeah.
And as soon as I said it, I realized, I was like, fuck, I'm not among friends. I forgot. Fuck.
Yeah.
And they all just like, boom, they jumped on it.
They were sharks in the water. Here's the difference between higher ed and the corporate world. In higher ed, literally, I've had so many people break down into tears in the middle of a conference call. So people will just literally be weeping as screaming and wailing, essentially. And then there will be, I'm not kidding, dude. There's been so many conference calls.
Weeping?
Where people will literally start crying in the middle of talking. Happens all the time.
Ugh.
The moment someone would say, oh, 2020's been so rough, the entire place would immediately group hug you. That's what would happen where I'm from. The culture I'm from work would literally group hug you, and they would all just immediately come on and be like, it's okay. Cry on my shoulder,
no,
Tom.
I don't want that either. But as soon as Cecil was one of those things where
they'd hug it out of you, man. No. They would hug it out of you, bro.
We had this whole, like, because then I had to hear this whole thing about how everybody else had this fucking baller 2020 and look at me grinning. I'm fucking grinning you through my fucking, you know, like, fuck you. And you just have to do that fucking thing. And then I'm like, oh no. God, it just,
Here's what I want. I want a mixture of the two. Because I get really uncomfortable in the crying game. Like, it's not my jam. It's not my jam. It's not my jam. And I'm not one of those people who can easily sort of slip into that role, and I just get real quiet because I don't know what to say, right? I don't know what to say. If you're crying, I don't encounter a lot of crying people, so I'm a clumsy dude, so I don't know what to do or what to say. I just normally get real quiet, so I'm just sitting there. I'm uncomfortable right now. Woo!
Like, literally, one of the guys that said it in 2020, like, I know this guy, like, he got fucking divorced this year. Like, he had a terrible year on, like, with every metric.
Did he still like, flex nuts? Did he still flex nuts?
He was the first
nuts?
One that jumped on. He was like, ba-boom! 2020! And you're just like, and I'm just like, dude, I fucking know you. You had a terrible year. We had drinks. You got drunk. You fucking talked about it. Like, you didn't cry on my shoulder, but, like, I was like, oh, yeah, like, it gets better. Like, we had this, like, moment. And then, I like, but his suit, like, it's because you're in front of other people. Like one on one, you can kind of
break through,
but it's
little,
like
as
soon as you're in a room, it's like, oh no, we all have to pretend we're not people. Fuck, I forgot about that. God,
there is a fine line between way too open and not open enough. And let me tell you, I want to walk that line because my God, the fucking crying, and I had somebody last year. I'm not kidding. Just start bursting into tears. And it was when we were all in this sort of new environment. So it's totally understandable, right? I get it. I understand. This is a new thing for everybody. Everybody's upset. Who isn't upset that people are dying every day? Who isn't upset that all that stuff happens? So I get it. I get it 100%. So but I have had people sort of cry a lot. So what does it say? It says, I feel like yesterday was the culmination of celebrating the Senate results by taking 3 shots of Malort immediately after. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it felt like. By the way, someone in chat has asked what's behind me, and I have to show it off to the stream. So let me get it. This is a gift from one Eli Bosnick.
Look at that.
This is this year's Christmas present sent to us. And as soon as it hit the table where I was at home and I set it down, my wife said, how you doing, Marky Mark? Like immediately, because that is a sexy fucking man grabbing his balls. And it came with its own certificate of authenticity with a tinier picture of the same picture on it. And I cannot get enough of this. It is the greatest thing. So we bought for the studio a graduation. If you were to graduate and have 2 degrees, that's what it is. I cannot tell you how much I love this. I think it is absolutely amazing. So
I haven't
Marky Mark.
Seen it in person yet.
It's
Cecil
Marky Mark.
Sent me a picture of it.
Yeah.
He tell you, like, here's our present from Eli. And he sent me a picture of it. And then he sent the text, I think we're gay now. Because it's just so. Hello.
It really is. And it's so funny because I had to carry it out of my apartment, my condo. And so I carried it out and I got in the elevator and I get out and we don't have 2 people in the elevator. They don't allow extra people in the elevator now. So I get out and somebody looks and they see me carrying Marky Mark. And then, hi, how you doing? Yeah, no, I like this picture. This is my favorite one of him. Eli's hilarious. He sends us one every year. There's another one on the wall. Let me get this other one. Hold on 1 second. Let me grab this other one.
We have 3 now. I think we have 3 of these fucking things in the studio. I feel so fucking deprived that I haven't been able to see our fucking studio Christmas present from Eli yet. That's the worst thing about this goddamn pandemic. That's it. I know 300 whatever thousand people are dead, but I haven't seen the framed Marky Mark picture. Eli Bosnick.
This is another one.
That's the original. That's OG.
Yeah. It's beautiful. So this is the other one that he sent.
I love
so
the tasteful frame.
We went out and got a... This frame is expensive. We went out and bought a really expensive frame for it because it's so funny. So this is the first one we got. And then we got this one last year. And then this one came this year. So they're getting less and less close. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Next year...
What does this super chat say, Tom?
Super chat, you either die a Trump supporter or you live long enough to be called a crisis actor. Thanks for the show.
That's fucking amazing. It's fucking true, too. Jesus Christ. Holy shit. So, Tom.
Yeah, buddy.
Speaking of false flag attacks, how about Antifa taking the fucking rotunda yesterday? How does that work? gosh.
I don't think it was Antifa, but I was amazed that Black Lives Matter was able to mobilize so many white people.
What? I think that's the best. Really, that's reaching across the aisle. That's what I think that is what America needs to heal, is to recruit white people to go in for you because they clearly don't want to beat those people up at all.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
You know, here's the thing. Today has been a very calming day, actually. And here's why. I'm going to play for you guys a video, and we're going to check it out together. This was what Trump released on Twitter 2 hours ago, right, Tom? 2 hours?
Yeah,
three hours
because
ago?
It was when we first started recording. I mean, it just hit when Cecil and I got on together to start talking around 6:30. So,
it's going to take a minute for me to set it up, so I hate this thing.
Super chat. That lady broke into the Capitol and met Ronald Reagan on the same day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, fuck that. Though.
It's true. It's true, though. She did. She definitely did. All right. I have this set up.
Somebody said they had the best makeup artist applying their white face.
All right. Let me see if I can share this, great. Ian, hopefully I can share this. This is the thing. It's going to make me mad, isn't it? I'm going to be super upset, aren't I?
No.
Application window. I'm going to be mad, Ian. It's not letting me do it.
Everything's fine.
I'm going to be mad.
Everything's fine.
Oh, my
everybody.
God. I got to read this. Hello, the
everybody.
Nuanced conspiracy theory was that it was a handful of Antifa that was able to mesmerize the MAGA people into storming the Capitol. To mesmerize them? Were they all looking at the same swinging watch at the same time?
Look into my eyes.
What?
That's amazing. All right, I got to try this one more time, guys. Fucking thing. God, it's fucking.
It's going to work beautifully without delay.
It makes me so mad, Tom.
Maybe we should call Comcast, see if they can speed it up. Seems
good. Okay, so here we go. This is application window.
Yes, we did post that Animaniacs.
Chrome.
From
this one.
Oh, Yoho.
Oh, it's so good. I'm going to play that first for Tom because I don't think he saw it. Okay, so here we go, Tom. I'm going to share something with you, everybody.
Okay.
All right, here it comes.
So here we go.
There you go.
So let me scroll down. Let me play this for you, Tom, first. Because it is seriously amazing.
They pushed me out and paced me.
Oh, my God.
They pushed me out and paced me.
Are you serious right now? That's so great.
They pushed me out and paced me.
Yeah, there's a second one too that they made.
I can't even that. This is seriously my favorite shit I saw today. I could not stop laughing. It's so good. I got to play it one more time because it's fucking
that's
amazing.
That's my favorite thing.
I love it so much.
Oh.
It's on our Twitter.
They pushed me out and paced me.
And actually, the end. The end when she sniffles.
Ian, did you make that?
No.
I found it today. I found
it's
it today.
Auto-tune the news, guys.
It's so fucking good. Oh my God. Good.
They made another one with Trump and her. It's pretty
cool. Oh, did they? God. Where's it at? Is it on here?
It's in there. If you click on the original.
Okay, click on the original.
Oh my God, it maced me.
It's the first reply.
All right, so here we go.
It's funny because she also got maced.
Right
there.
She did. That one. Try that one.
There we go. All right, so I'm going to pause it. Make it big. Make it big, baby. Here we go. I got to unmute it. Here we go.
Sure there's more, but yeah. We're
I need 11,780.
They pushed me out and paced me.
This just needs to be the show. Oh, my God. I quit the show. This is so good. It's so good. It's I quit the show. Whoever these people are, hire those people. Oh, so fucking good.
Who's
Holy
there, Ian?
Shit. Who is there, Ian? We need to hire that guy.
They Let's are get, Ian.
Get on
Let's
it. Get
sneak
there,
in.
Ian.
Let's sneak in and just tell them. Just tell them you can get they can get a Christmas bonus from us. Just tell them that atheists will give them a Christmas bonus. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right, Tom.
So
Tom,
good.
let's watch this together with the group. So this is Trump released this to Twitter, guys. Fuck. He released this. I want to say 2.5 hours ago. Just play that for the rest of the stream.
I
want to
play
right?
that for the rest of my life. It's
fucking
so funny.
So amazing. You literally cannot. I cannot fucking get enough of it. I can't get it. I can't get enough of it. I can't. Oh, so good. She is so fucking dejected with that moment where she just can't. She can't anymore. She cannot believe what happened. You know what? I got to play the whole video of her. Let me see if I can find the whole video.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm going to look at a different window. Give me a second. Let me see.
She's so sad.
Let me see here. Okay, so here we go. Here we go, guys. Let me see if I can play this. This is the whole video.
Super chat, $20 more if Ian gets a Parler account and reports back. Oh, I can't make him do that. I can't. No, we don't like Ian, and we don't want that to happen.
Hold on, guys. I'm still looking for it. I just got to see if I can find it.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
It's so good. Oh, come on. She was all over the place. Where is she? Oh, that's only 30 seconds long. I thought it was longer than that.
That's pretty short.
That's what she said. That's the cheapest. That's what she said. No, but if I didn't make that joke, I would get in trouble upstairs. Super chat. It's a revolution. We're storming the Capitol. Sob.
Here we go. Let me paste this in. This should be it. I'll paste this in and I'll come back. Tell me if that does repopulate to a new thing, right? Perfect.
Yeah,
okay, so here we
looks
go.
Good.
This is her.
Ma'am, what happened to you?
I got mace.
You got mace. And what happened? You were trying to go inside the Capitol?
Yeah, I made it like a foot inside, and they pushed me out, and they maced me.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And why did you want to go in?
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
Thank you.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. Oh
my God.
So good.
This is like there's one of my favorite things I've ever seen from The Simpsons is just a poster in an army recruiting office that's in the background and it says, "Join the army. See the opposing army." And it has always been one of my favorite things.
We're
storming the Capitol, and they maced me. Like, they didn't even want me to violently overthrow the government.
What the fuck were you expecting to happen, man? God.
On the United States.
I have a right to violently storm into the Capitol building. America.
She had an onion in that towel. That's what was in the towel. She had an onion in there, and she was rubbing it on her eyes. That's why she was crying. All right, here we go, guys. This is President Trump a couple hours ago. Here's what I want from chat. Okay,
super
Tom,
chat.
There you go. There you go, Tom. Tom, what would it say, Tom?
Super chat, jump Trump's face, holding in a fart.
Yeah, I guess.
I will up my Patreon to $10 for Tom to do a dramatic reading of these people. I'll do a dramatic reading of what people do you want. That's fine.
Yeah, $10. Yeah, we'll do it.
Which people? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So in chat, while this is going, wrong answers only. Who wrote this speech for Trump? Okay, so that's what we want. Wrong answers only. Here we go. We're gonna play it. It's still spinning. Cause fucking restream, Ian. Restream, Ian.
It's not it's different. It's YouTube.
Well, it's not working, and it's your fault, Ian.
All right, fine.
Because
I'll refresh
tech guy.
And see what happens. Whatever. Should I refresh or no?
I bet it would work on my phone right now if I just hit play on my phone.
Read this thing. Oh, yeah. So it's an
onion. There are images of what appears to be an onion in the towel she is holding. Cell phone.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence
that I helped create. No, let me take that back, because that's too fucking weak. That I literally orchestrated. Yep. That I was the mastermind of. This yep. guy was a mastermind of something, Tom.
He was something of something. Okay. Mastermind is yeah. when. How can you be the mastermind of people who don't possess their own, Cecil?
I guess that's
not.
True.
That is not a. You know, the bar is again for Trump. It's not high. What do you kind of hear him saying without saying in the background is like, I want to condemn this because it didn't work.
Yeah.
Fuck. Exactly. I don't know how I thought it was going to work. Really, there was no path for it to work.
I did not write this ahead of time because I totally thought this was going to work.
Yeah,
I thought
right.
He didn't have a concession speech because he thought he was going to win. Yeah.
What? We talk about this on the show, but I genuinely, and chat, feel free to fill me the fuck in. But what the fuck is step two, right? Step one, storm the Capitol. Step three, stay in power. What the fuck was step two?
Yeah.
Why am fucking I'm as flabbergasted as the fucking guys who made it in the Capitol and then wandered around like they were in the mall looking for the Orange Julius. They had no idea what the fuck they were. They're just seriously watch the video. Just walking around like, well, I didn't think we get this far. Do you guys think we get this far?
Here I am standing here. Hey, man. Can somebody just give me a Nancy Pelosi that I can hold on to? Somebody's walking out with Nancy Pelosi tucked under their arm like a souvenir. She's 4 foot tall, weighs 80 pounds. They have no problem carrying her out.
Yeah, somebody says, like, step two, destroy the ballots. Okay. Well, then I guess that just adds a step four because I don't. Because
they just redo the ballots. It's not like those are magic ballots.
Right. It's not like, oh, man, without the ballots, we don't have America anymore.
These aren't Jack's beans. They're not fucking magic. They're a fucking ballot. Like, who cares? We'll rewrite them. We had a guy with a calligraphy pen write them up. We'll just call him back in. He'll just come back in and rewrite them. It's cool. We'll pay him overtime. No worries. It's our money.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Fuck. There were only 20 seconds and 10 seconds.
I know.
There we go.
I know.
Lawlessness. And
Lawlessness.
Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire.
Feels like every time he speaks, he's going to spit his dentures across the dining room table. Every time he talks.
And they're making fun of Biden. Really? This is your guy. Your guy sounds like he's had every stroke at the same time.
He's a bad fixident commercial. Are you kidding me?
I immediately deployed the National Guard.
After someone else held my arm behind my back like that kid from fucking Christmas Story.
Well, plus, I read in the Times of the WAPO that actually it was Pence that deployed the National Guard because he couldn't be convinced to do it.
Yeah.
So you didn't. You actually didn't do
it.
Pence had to do it because you didn't have the fucking balls to do it.
Mike Pence's hand is up his ass right now giving this speech.
Right.
He's basically doing the.
When Mike Pence is the guy with the backbone.
Oh, God.
That's a weird place that we're in right now, right? Gosh. Mike Pence is the strength in this relationship.
I mean,
are you fucking serious?
Genuinely
the guy calls his wife mother.
He's the biggest sub in the world. Are you kidding me? There's no way. You know that guy gets on his knees and kisses girls' feet? I mean, come on, look at him. I'm not kink shaming. That's perfectly fine if that's what you want to do.
And federal law enforcement to secure the building. And expel the intruders.
Intruders. He does this weird thing where he like leans back. He's like, intruders. He can't operate his own body. So weird.
He's such a fucking hideous. He has the worst. Seriously. Trump has the worst body and fucking face of any fucking president we've ever had. Franklin Delano Roosevelt had greater fucking command of his lower limbs than fucking President Trump has of his entire self.
Have you ever seen him stand where he leans forward all weird and like, it's so strange.
God.
What does this say? I can't see. I can't read it from here.
Let me see. I haven't heard this much bullcrap come out of someone's mouth since I dropped out of Catholic school.
All right, here we go. There's more. Maybe they were talking about us. I don't know. Who goes?
America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defied
patriotic, beautiful demonstrators.
Seriously. Which he said, he said in a tweet before his fucking Twitter was suspended, he said that he loved them.
Yeah, he said, I love you. Go home. You're the best.
Right.
Wink, wink. Give me kisses. Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't work. Now they're terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're violent demonstrators.
Seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who...
But you do represent Trump's values. Represent Trump's values. Yep. Don't let him get away with this. You absolutely represent what he is.
Yeah, he stood in front of all of those actual same people literally moments before fomenting exactly this violence.
Yep.
This is nothing surprising. This is the natural culmination of a year's worth of run-up. There was no way this wasn't going to happen. It's like having one red domino at the end of a string of dominoes, and you knock them all over, and you start watching. You're like, man, if that red one falls, I wonder whose fault it is. What the fuck? What? What? You set the fucking dominoes up, and then you knocked over the first domino, and you watched them fall in the inevitable order that gravity dictates they're going to fucking fall. Are you kidding me?
Fuck this cunt. All right, let's do this.
Broke the law. You will pay. We have just been through an intense election, and emotions are high. But now tempers must be cooled and calm restored.
Yeah, dude, he has been fucking fanning the flames of this for the last fucking month. It's been a month, right, since the election. 2 months since the election. Fucking months he's been fanning the flames.
And he's fanning them for a full 2 months before. He fucking put all the fucking kindling on that fucking bonfire well before, because he knew he was probably going to lose.
Absolutely. He knew. And he planted the seeds early, and he's been doing this since.
Yep.
We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws.
We must reform our election laws. Like, what is this? What is happening? Why is he shrugging at us? Step two, get thrown under the bus by Trump. That's step two, I guess.
I will also point, no shit, right?
That's like, exactly what happened. Step two, we missed step two, and that was it.
Yep, because Cecil, that is the only thing. It's like he burns every single person that's ever been a fucking attached to him.
Yep.
I mean, like his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, right? Like fucking, he lit that fucker. Everybody associated with this guy, everybody in his orbit gets fucking burnt as shit. I mean, how many people have resigned in disgrace, been fired in disgrace, have like had their careers ruined? I mean, that fucking Cletus chick, whatever the fuck her name was from the call, just this Tuesday, the lawyer, Cleta, I think her name was, like she fucking resigned from the law firm she worked for this week. Like when they forced her to resign when they listened to that call, they're like, the fuck, you can't work here anymore. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like everybody in his fucking orbit constantly gets fucking burned. I have no idea who fucking ties themselves to this sinking fucking ship.
No idea, man. It's absolutely, I mean, but you're right. Every single person, he literally doesn't care at all about anyone else. And he's done that throughout his entire life. It's his whole life. Someone said something in Super Chat, but I missed it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I don't know if Ian can put it back up there. We'll see.
There it is. Translated, you are all great people, but I can't take the fall for this.
It's exactly it. You know this is written. This is written by his lawyer to basically distance himself from every bit of this.
Yep.
To verify the identity and eligibility of all voters.
We already do that. We already fucking do that.
Yep. And to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections.
You've literally done the absolute most damage you could possibly fucking do to that. You've done it for the last fucking 2 months. And now you're saying, now we need to do. No, you fucking ruined it all.
Yeah. Well, also, like, we don't have to insure this for all future elections. We've insured it for all past elections.
Yeah.
There's no fucking fraud, you stupid motherfucker. Also, we don't. It is a de facto acknowledgement that this was a lawful election when he says that next time we do it, we have to change the laws.
Yeah.
You don't have to change the laws if you broke the existing laws. But yeah, because he can't find any evidence that any existing laws were broken, he simply wants to change the laws to disenfranchise more people.
Super chat here. A woman got shot to own the libs this week.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, here we go.
Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on
January. That's a weird cut. That was a strange cut right there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You got a nice little cut. You know that he started a fucking ad lib, right? That's why they cut him. He's talking about his beautiful people or whatever. What does it say, Tom?
How many takes do you think it took him to not say the word fraud? My money's somewhere in the 30s. Yeah, no shit.
You know he said that. You know they had to fucking get. There's a fucking guy with a shocker on the side just shocking him so he fucking says the right thing.
I would say somebody's got a gun to Melania, but he wouldn't be motivated by that
no,
at all.
God, like, no. No, no, no.
She'd be making out with the fucking gunman.
I love this camera change because it's a bad. It's actually a bad shot of him. It's actually a really bad shot. But they clearly had to go to B-roll because he fucked up so bad.
January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
I should have started that the night of the election when I knew I lost. Well, two nights after the election, but still.
I got 14 days to bang out the transition. Yeah. Look, wait. When you work as the fucking like junior accountant at the paper company, you give 2 weeks because it takes a couple of weeks to teach the new guy your job. When you're the president of the United States, you need more than 14 fucking days.
When I quit my paper route when I was like 11, I had to show the other guy the paper route.
Right. Right.
When I said I'm going to quit in 2 weeks, they said, cool, we'll get somebody else. Is there any way that you could just show them the route one day? I had to do that as a paper route kid. Are you kidding me?
He's serious. The presidency is not a job you give your 2 weeks notice for. Yeah. And then peace. Oh, yeah. Banged it out in a couple of weeks. I think America's somewhere under Canada and over the top of Mexico. China's the big one over the blue stuff. Anyway, Russia's in charge. You'll get the hang of it.
I'm a little hazy. I definitely wouldn't win a pie piece in fucking Trailer Pursuit if you asked me. That's for sure. Someone in chat had said DeVos had resigned today. Yes, that's true. Other resignations include Chow, who is the Mitch McConnell's wife and was the transportation secretary, maybe, I think. And then there's also the... There was a couple of like under secretaries that dropped out, and Mick Mulvaney also left, and he was the he was Trump's lawyer, and then he became he was also his chief of staff, and then he became the representative for Northern Ireland or some shit, like a fucking he was an ambassador for Northern Ireland or something, and then he became
all's fine up here.
Yeah, he just quit. Okay. So a bunch of people are fleeing right now. People are definitely fleeing. So.
This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenge.
Coming from Trump, that is the least fucking believable thing he's ever said.
What? Reconciliation after yesterday. Yeah. Literally yesterday, you stood in front of a crowd of people and said, "We will never concede." Now you want Tom. Healing and reconciliation. What the fuck?
This guy doesn't know what never means. He doesn't know what never means. He thinks it just means never to him means until it wasn't convenient anymore.
Yeah, well, that's fucking true. That's fucking true.
I'm going to put my finger in his mouth. Here we go.
Yeah, a couple of people said this is a deep fake. Man.
You know what? I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but my God.
I'm not saying that it is because I don't.
They wound up getting the guy who did the Madden impersonation to come on and do this thing. I don't know.
They retired because they didn't want to be asked to vote on the 25th Amendment thing.
Maybe.
Challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens.
No one saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming.
Well, there was a sneaky pandemic.
What does this say here?
The camera angle changes specifically and only while he actually concedes that he lost. He didn't want to look into the camera when he did. Oh, God.
You're not wrong.
You can't even look into my cold, dead glass eye and quit.
Jesus.
Isolated millions in their homes.
Yeah.
Damaged
their
economy.
You did that.
And claimed countless lives.
You did that.
Defeating this pandemic.
Yeah. We count. I mean, they're counting.
I mean, just the other day was the most ever we had, I guess. It'll still keep going up, though. Don't worry. Don't worry. We're number one.
Keeping track, motherfucker. Yeah.
We're number one.
Yeah. And rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime.
I was so happy to just watch TV and play golf. It was genuinely great. It was a great 4 years. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I ate a lot of food.
Also, I'm sorry. The honor of your life. You're the most dishonorable person that I have. What? You don't ever fucking talk to me about the honor of your life. Nobody has ever been more fucking dishonorable than you.
Very true. Very true.
I've never done a single good thing.
Yeah.
This is one of those.
Very
that
true.
I didn't do that.
Very true. I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know
that I really approve of you breaking into that place yesterday, but I can't say it out loud.
Yeah. Thanks for funding hundreds of million dollars into my personal super PAC, for which I will appoint myself leader and pay myself an enormous salary.
Yep, yep, yep.
That our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
What does that last line mean?
I have to say, he thinks he's going to run again. That's you essentially crushed your hopes of running again.
God,
you're never going to run again. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think the Republican Party would shit him out.
I can't imagine him running again. All right, so now this is for chat, everybody, because we're going to watch Ron Paul have a stroke, guys, and we're going to do it tastefully, okay? I want everybody to be very tasteful when he has the stroke. F's in chat. That's all I want. I want F's in chat when he has a stroke. Wait until he has a stroke, though. No F's in chat until he has the actual stroke, okay?
Well, real quick, Cecil. From Super Chat, the Georgia election, the fundraiser worked.
Yeah, let's start there for a second.
Yeah, got to pause there.
Thanks
for Georgia, also from Super Chat. No, thank you guys for fucking donating that money. I mean, Cecil and I, we matched some of that money, but we didn't match 5% of what was raised through the course of that fundraiser.
Yeah.
So an amazing, amazing turnout. And I played with the math a little bit on this, and we'll talk about it on the show if you guys listen on Monday. But if you simply take the amount of money that was poured into the candidate, into the election, about $200 million in total was raised. That $200 million turned out about 4.4 million Democratic voters, which means it's about $45 and 45 cents per voter is what it costs to get those things done. If you take the amount of money that was raised through that fundraiser, it's about 3,000 votes. 3,000 votes. That's meaningful. When you look at the margin of victory, that's meaningful.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Like, that's just tremendous.
Yeah.
Just tremendous.
And, you know, what was so amazing about that whole transpiring is it came about because of these live streams. We were on a live stream. We were talking about it. Tom and I bounced the idea off each other in a second. Hey, you know what we should do? We should do this. And then immediately we did it. And we put it together in a week. We had it scheduled for 2 weeks out. And there was so much of an outpouring. I literally could not believe it.
Yep. Same here, man. I was... Yeah, we were like maybe 30 or 40 grand would be an outside high number.
Yeah.
Just absolutely tremendous. From the Super Chat, somebody said they've never been so happy to give money to a preacher.
Yeah.
Here, fucking here.
Here, here, man.
Here,
here. Here, here. Here.
Man, best money we've spent all year.
And then right after that happened, we were contacted by Andrew and Thomas, and they said they were going to do another one. They wanted us to come on. We couldn't make it that day, But they had instead of our slot, they had initially slated to give us the first slot, but we couldn't make it that day. And to be honest, one of the worst parts was the way that all fell out. We had done our episode that week. So when we got invited, we literally couldn't say, we couldn't even invite anybody to it. It was the way the things played out. We just didn't even have a chance to do it. But they wound up giving our slot to the person who came on to talk about the Georgia elections, the person from, I think, either the Warnock or Ossoff campaign came on and talked. And I had said to them, I said, hey, Ian can help you guys out. We'll pay his salary if you want. And so they borrowed Ian for the day. And so our donation was essentially, we gave them Ian for a day and we couldn't make it on.
We couldn't think of anything valuable to offer.
Yeah, we gave them what we had. You know, they say something old, something new, something borrowed, something terrible. We gave them something terrible. It was Ian. But what we did was we were so happy that they had wound up almost $100,000 that day, and it was 2 weeks after they had already tapped out the audience.
Yep.
Puzzle came back on. They already tapped out the audience. It's so amazing. We just the outpouring with those two was like $230,000 raised. Super amazing. So we could not thank our audience and the audience from those podcasts and those podcasters for joining us enough. It was so perfect and such a worthwhile cause. Hopefully that will be the thing that makes us, you know, makes it better for the United States. You know, maybe there's more liberal policies because of that. There wasn't going to be if it didn't happen. There wasn't going to be.
I'll tell you this much. Every bill that gets voted on in the Senate was not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because McConnell said as much.
No,
Mitch McConnell said,
he said he was gonna throw
call
him.
Me the Grim Reaper.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, so if we literally, if we just vote on something in the Senate.
Someone here, Rockin' Donkey says lies. Ian, you are valuable. Ian, don't listen to them. Okay, so.
okay, thanks.
So, real quick, Cecil. Real quick. Did you notice that Trump's hair was yellow again? Because it had turned gray.
Did it?
And now it's yellow. Yeah, man. He seriously had gray hair a week ago.
Every single one of his fucking videos is so saturated, it's hard to even tell what's happening. It looks like somebody went on the Instagram filters and found the most saturated one and recorded in that every single time. I know I'm not wrong. He looks so warm all the time. Everything is so, there's not a cool light near him. It's all warmth. It's crazy. Yeah.
By the way,
we got a big crowd here right now. So I want to tell everybody, Ian's donation stream, the tip jar for Ian is next week, okay? So what that means is come back next week, hang out with us on Thursday, chill with us. We're going to be doing a story. And here's the treat. Ian's going to do a story with us next week. And you guys can tip him and tell him how much you love him. And he'll read out the chats. Super chat, it's going to be on YouTube is where you donate. So it's going to be super chat, all the super chat money next week, every dollar of it, minus the 30% that Google takes, will go to Ian. We promise it will go to Ian. We'll write a check that night for Ian. So next week on Thursday, okay? There might not be a next week. I don't know.
So we'll many people we'll want see. Your Twitch stream.
We'll see. We'll see. Ian, there's a lot of people looking for your Twitch. Maybe next week we'll talk about it. Maybe next week we'll talk about it.
Fuck you will.
Super chat. All money goes to Ian. We're doing an Ian stream. It's an Ian appreciation night. It'll be the only time we ever do it. I'm just letting you know. We will never do it again because we don't like Ian.
We
very
don't
much.
Appreciate Ian.
We don't really appreciate him.
So we don't want to make a habit out of it.
But yeah, so come check it out next week. Super chat. All the money goes to Ian. We're going to do an Ian tip stream. It'll be fun. So come hang out with us. It'll be super awesome. We are going to be, let's see. This week is all Trump, by the way, on the show. So if you tune in,
you will get our
hot takes on the Rotunda cops and on a whole bunch of other stuff. So come check it out on Monday and we'll be back next time, on Thursday night, 9 PM. Ian appreciation stream. It's going to be great. You guys will tell you what his stream is. Don't worry. We promise. And that's going to be it for tonight.
No,
take care, everybody.
Bye,
have
guys.
A great night. We hope to see you next week. We hope there is a next week. We'll see you.
I don't even know if there will be. Next
they week push me out and canceled. Mace me.
That's so great.
So they push me out and mace me. Oh, I love it
God,
so much, dude.
I can't believe I hadn't seen that. That's
God,
the
it's so
funniest
good.
Fucking
it's
thing.
It's fucking so good. Oh. Holy shit. Gary, sing us out there saying, do you have Gary there or no?
No.
Oh, you don't have Gary available?
He's locked in the basement.
Gary's locked in the basement again?
Can we play out the Animaniacs thing? Can we play that again?
I'll be
satisfied. Can we just give one more?
Let me just,
because I just want to laugh. My cheeks are hurting from laughing.
Let me go to our Twitter feed. Let me go to our Twitter feed. Give me a second. I got to share the screen. But I can't. Jesus, Tom, take it easy.
Fucking wrecking this joint.
Jesus, what's going on? Breaking everything. All right, here we go.
This.
We're going to hit share audio, and we're going to play us out a couple of times. Ian, you got to put it on the thing. Here we go. Let's play us out, kids.
Okay.
They pushed me out and maced me. They pushed me out and maced me.
Oh, God. I could watch that for the rest of my life.
We got to go, everybody.
Oh, it's
bye,
so
everybody. So long. Pushed me out and maced me.
It is seriously so funny.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my God.